Nielsen ranked number one. Melissa in the Morning, WICC 600.
Now, for about 5 months, every time Dr. Fred Brown has come on the show, we've talked about what else but the coronavirus for understandable reasons. But if you didn't know, he usually will tell us that he is most, comfortable, most familiar with infectious diseases of any sort because he is an infectious disease doctor. Blow your mind right there. And Dr. Brown, if you don't mind today, I'm going to kind of shift away from COVID-19 a little bit and go back to the basics of let's talk about the flu. How are you this morning?
I'm very good. How are you, Melissa?
I'm good. Are you cool with that, doing the flu today?
Absolutely. Anytime.
Okay. Because here's my hubbub, if you want to call it that. I can't think of what the word is because I'm I'm losing my mind slowly but surely.
We'll go with that. That's fine. Hubbub.
A hubbub. Yeah. That's a term. Okay. So here's where I wanted to talk about this in length. We continue to see on social media or in the news, wherever it may be, you're always going to have that population of people for, you know, whatever their reason is, they don't want to vaccinate their kids. So I'm going to go through just different categories of why they don't want to vaccinate their kids. And I'm hoping you can kind of help, you know, clarify maybe some misconceptions out there. First and foremost,
absolutely,
people don't want to vaccinate their kids because A, they don't think the flu vaccine is honestly worth it when there are different strains of the flu and this only covers one strain. So let's start there.
Okay. So very interesting. So yes, the flu, it actually changes every year. So there are different variations of the flu. The flu is a very small virus and it does a lot of mutations. So it changes a lot during the year. So the CDC every year looks at the predominant strains of the flu that's out there, and then put those proteins into a vaccine, and that vaccine is given. Is the flu vaccine 100% effective? No. However, every time that you receive the flu vaccine, you actually develop some immunity to not only the current flu or the predicted flu that we're going to have this year, but any subsequent flus, because now your immune system has actually seen these proteins and knows how to react quickly. So it actually has almost a cumulative effect when you get the flu vaccine. So that's why we recommend it every year.
Okay, so even if it's not the exact strain that was chosen the season before, it's still, your body is almost used to it more than if you had no vaccine at all, correct?
That's correct. And interesting enough is that, you know, even if it isn't the exact strain that's out, and again, there are variations, I'm not going to say there isn't, but even if it isn't the exact strain, there is immunity it's cross immunity. So you may get the vaccine, you could potentially still get the flu, but it won't be as bad as it was. And you're very, very low likelihood to spread to someone else who is actually at high risk. And we've talked a lot about high risk when we talk about COVID-19.
Now, with the flu vaccine, another concern that parents will talk about is, and this is where people have to be so careful with where they read their science and they get their facts and their figures and everything, because I just know from having a brother with autism, this was very hard to debunk, which is the guy who claimed that if you have too many vaccines, it causes autism. And while there have been thousands of studies that have debunked that theory, and he actually, I don't even know if he ever got out of jail, but for basically lying about that, there are still parents who truly believe that is the case. They'll separate their kids' vaccinations or they won't even vaccine their kids at all. So anything you could talk about in the sense of the parents who believe more vaccinations that their kids don't technically need, because the flu vaccine isn't like a rabies shot or something. It's not like you have to get your flu vaccine. It's just highly suggested. They don't want to put more vaccines in their kids if it's going to cause something down the road. What would you say about that?
Yeah, I would also, and I think you're absolutely right. That has been debunked, that there, you know, autism is not directly related to vaccine or the number of vaccines that a person potentially gets. I know it's a scary disease, and I know you probably know more than the rest of us about, you know, how scary the disease is. And I know parents are concerned about it, but again, I think there's enough data that say that there really isn't any evidence that demonstrate autism is related to vaccine. And even along the lines of mercury has been completely removed from vaccines. And even the ones that used to have mercury, it's such a tiny amount as opposed to what was used back in the the Middle Ages, when it was, you know, used in hats, and there was a constant exposure to it. So again, vaccines are very safe, especially this day and age where we are able to purify things to the end.
And with, I think the third one with the flu vaccine that I'm hearing, besides the fact that people don't want to be told what they have to do for their kids, like, don't tell me what I need to put in my kid's body.
Right.
There's also the common, I think, misconception of people who do support the vaccine. They say, why should kids who aren't vaccinated be allowed to be exposed to other children? And I think the parents who don't vaccine their kids come back and say that that's baloney, you know, that we should be able to expose our kids and it's not a big deal. And, you know, if my kid doesn't have a vaccine, it's not going to make a difference, essentially. You wouldn't know the difference. Is that true? Like, do parents who, you know, are upset about the fact that we kind of integrate both kids in with each other, that they're putting kids at risk? Because I feel like there's always controversy around that as well.
Yeah, that is actually sort of interesting. So if you look at it from the parent who gets, you know, who has their child vaccinated, you know, they're at minimal to no risk of getting the viruses. And it's predominantly viruses that we're talking about. So there's a minimal to no risk. The risk is that when you have numerous people who are not vaccinated, and that becomes a major issue. So it's really the people who are not, you know, if you have several parents who are not having their children vaccinated, you know, those children are at a higher risk of getting viruses. And there's been several examples of this throughout the country. There's been a significant increase in the amount of people who've actually developed measles, which was almost eradicated in our country. But now we're getting outbreaks of measles. We're getting outbreaks of mumps. And these are pretty devastating diseases. You know, a child who gets the mumps, you know, ends up can get you very sick, and it could actually lead to infertility in the future. So this is not something that you really want to mess around with. And it's usually people who have not been vaccinated. And it can be even scary because, you know, if people didn't get their booster vaccination, you know, their resistance could have waned, and they actually are somewhat at risk also.
I didn't realize that. That's great. I knew last year when we saw measles outbreaks, I thought, where are we? Are we going back in time? It was so bizarre.
Yeah, absolutely.
But wow, I didn't realize that correlated. That's unbelievable. Wow. So I guess, you know, I think the final thing, you know, with flu vaccines, before I let you go, Dr. Brown, is maybe just, especially going into the pandemic as well, I would highly recommend people don't just wait for a COVID vaccine and think it's going to knock out both. That's something I'm hearing as well, as, you know, hey, if we're going to get a COVID vaccine in January, that should cover everything. But I would assume that's not the case.
That is not the case at all. Vaccines are very specific. And that's sort of the reason why you don't get secondary effects from them. And that's why you don't get potential complications from them, because they are very specific. Viruses are very specific. So they use the specific proteins related to that virus, and that's what's actually given to a patient. So then you can respond to those proteins when you see them. They're very unique for that virus. So it's really important to know that it's very specific. So one, there's no universal vaccine that covers sort of everything. So you can't sort of correspond and say that, you know, you're going to get COVID-19 and that's going to cover the flu. You're going to have to get separate vaccines to cover for that.
Dr. Fred Brown of Griffin Health, thank you so much for talking everything flu vaccines. I was really hoping to kind of be able to dive into this so much more, and I really appreciate you doing that for us. Thank you.
My pleasure. Anytime, Melissa.